This podcast is brought to you by The Oxford Club.
Start feeling secure about your life savings and investments today by watching O'Reilly's Great American Wealth Project.
Go to HowieCarshow.com
and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Well, you remember Michael Cohen. He was a lawyer in New York. He was once the president's lawyer. And among Michael Cohen's close personal friends is an anchor on the cable news network. That man's name is Christopher Charles Cuomo. We have an audio tape of a conversation between the two men.
Guys calling and saying, I heard he was the Charlie Rose of ABC. Do I look like the kind of guy who's got to do that?
I lift things up and put them down.
And you know what makes him maddest of all? The suggestion that he's got to act like some old guy, Charlie Rose, to get the ladies. Open bathrobes are for losers. Chris Cuomo is not a loser.
I lift things up and put them down.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
When leaders, let's say in the Muslim world.
This is not going to end well.
Encourage their supporters to be willing to commit violence. Well, that's how we talk about the way Muslims act.
We lost Joy's shot. We're going to bring it back in just a moment.
I want to apologize for the gremlins. Hopefully the gremlins won't get us. We're having some gremlins from the dark shadows who are messing with us tonight.
Gremlins. Oh, murder.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Why did you ask for a drug test before the debate?
Because I watched Biden in the previous debates and he was horrible. And I watched him in the Bernie debate and he was normal. He wasn't Winston Churchill, but he was normal.
Why because the drug test? What do you think he's on?
I'll tell you what. Well, he's on some kind of an enhancement, in my opinion.
Five sheets of high-powered blotter acid. A whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, laughers.
Unchained and unstoppable.
What's the president doing? But look, Venezuela's top line message is President Trump's policy is an abject failure. Top line message, top line message, top line message.
Damn it, for the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. You know, before they had teleprompters, they had cue cards, and sometimes they called them idiot cards. And when you listen to Joe Biden, you know why they call them idiot cards.
I will say, Howie, that he tries. I think if he looked at the teleprompter the entire time, that he wouldn't have as many gaffes. But he still wants, he has that old politician in him where he wants to deliver the off-the-cuff remarks.
Eye contact, too. You want to make eye contact.
He veers off. And when he tries to make eye contact, that's when the wheels really fall off the car. Big time.
We can talk about Joe Biden's press conference today. It was fairly painful. But the first thing we have to do is ask ourselves the question, what would happen if, just to take a random female who likes to look good and have her hair done, what would happen if Melania Trump decided to go to a place where no hair salons had been open for 6 months. And she just decided to go in there and pull a do you know who I am, not even wear a mask, and get her hair done.
Bette Midler would go into a state of shock.
Bette Midler and everybody in the Twitter mob in La La Land and the Eastern Seaboard.
Howie, can I take over just this Pelosi part for 1 minute here?
Sure.
So just to give people a reminder, Nancy Pelosi, like Howie said, was caught going into a salon and in San Francisco, they were not supposed to have salons open. She made an appointment, came in, they caught her on CCTV or whatever it is with her mask around her neck.
Surveillance. Video. That sounds more criminal.
So Nancy Pelosi was doing some sort of press conference today at some sort of event, and the reporters had the audacity to ask her about this moment that has gone viral around the country. I actually have friends, Howie, who are never political on social media. One of them particularly is a hair shop owner, and she tweeted out the picture of Nancy Pelosi and said, I cannot even believe this. People are waking up. Even if they're not into politics, people are starting to see that, wow, this is really two classes. It's like, you know, rules for thee, but not for me. So Pelosi was asked about this, and her response is so obnoxious, is so condescending to the reporters. We're going to play all the parts of this. So let's start with her initial response about the setup.
No, I've been there many over the years. I've been there many times. I appreciate the question. And let me just say this. I take responsibility for trusting the word of a neighborhood salon that I've been to over the years many times. And that when they said, well, we're able to accommodate people one person at a time, and that we can set up that time, I trusted that. As it turns out, it was a setup. So I take responsibility for falling for a setup. And that's all I'm going to say on that.
I used to hear that stuff when I was a local TV reporter in Boston and I lived in Somerville. And my local officials would be falling like one every couple of weeks, taking bribes from an undercover agent. I was a victim of a setup. It was a fantasy.
Yeah, but usually setups.
How did I know that there was a camera and the guy was wearing a wire?
Yeah, usually setups don't involve foils in your hair, though. Okay, as someone who gets highlights, don't flatter yourself.
Marked bills in Somerville.
So Pelosi is asked about it again. Let's just play through these cuts.
That's all I'm going to answer. Do you have any questions about the fact that people are dying, the schools need to open, and the rest? I feel your question and your question are an opportunity, and I thank you for them. An opportunity to say there's more to this that I'm not going into as to the motivation of a salon to say to me, yes, come in, and then.
That's another thing they used to say in Somerville. I can't go into it right now, but it's all going to come out at trial, okay? We're not going to try this case in the press or on TV. We're going to try this in a courtroom, in a court of law. That's what
they go from there.
Go ahead.
It was clearly a setup. I take responsibility for falling for a setup by a neighborhood salon that I've gone to for years. And that's really what it is. So, again, I think we should use it as an opportunity to say there's so many people. I don't know where you all get your hair cut or whatever it is, but we have a wealth of people who are engaged in these services. And again, the state and the city, depending on the incidence of infection in those areas, decide how they will function. If the salon is saying that we're able to do this, but and they're not, then they should not have said that. And they should not have been open for me to go there. But we trusted a neighborhood salon that I'd been to for years. Any other questions?
How dare they remain open?
And this is my favorite part.
How dare you?
This is when she gets, and for anyone listening who's on the fence, and not that we probably don't have that many people on the fence here, but this is how stupid the Democrats think we are.
Grace, by the way, where are the fact checkers when she says, I appreciate that question? And I thank you for that question. Does she really mean that? Mr., I don't know, Glenn Kessler from the Washington Post or Daniel Dale from CNN? Can we have a fact check, please? Fact check!
But Howie, I'm going to say this now. This is how stupid they think you are. That not only is Nancy Pelosi trying to convince you that she was set up, but now, in true Democrat form, she's going to overplay her hand even a step further, and she's going to say that in this situation that we are currently talking about, she is not just a victim, she is a hero. She deserves praise, that the hairdressers around the world want Nancy to stand up for them. She's being inundated.
I have been inundated by people who are in the hair service industry saying, thank you for calling attention to this. We need to get back to work. We need to get back to work. And many of them annoyed at the setup that was there for a purpose that has nothing to do with ending the crisis. Any other questions?
How stupid do you think we are? That's my question, Madam Speaker.
I can't. This is the Democrats in a nutshell. It's you do this, you do this, you do this. I'm going to do whatever I want. Then when you call me out on it, I'm the victim. And then also, I did the right thing. It blows my mind. You got your hair done when you know that they're not supposed to be open. You're the Speaker of the House and you live in San Francisco. You represent San Francisco. And now you're telling us that it's their fault that they were open. She is such a liar.
How about the fact that she's been touted as this great master political tactician, strategist? She's brilliant. She's a lioness.
I'm a master legislator.
And now she says, hey, I trusted him. What did another politician from the southern part of the state used to say, trust but verify, right? Mm-hmm. She didn't know that all these hair salons in San Francisco had been shut down for 6 months.
But Howie, another thing I want to talk about here, because this last couple of days for the Democrats have been very bad, especially Democrats that are very in the spotlight or in the media, including Joy Reid, Chris Cuomo, Nancy Pelosi. But the part of it that is so frustrating, for me at least, is there's never any mea culpa. It's Joy Reid went on her Twitter after being called an Islamophobe and said, right-wing people are trying to twist what I'm saying. Yet again, she made a mistake and she's the victim. She's the one who deserves an apology. Nancy Pelosi got her hair done and she got caught and she wants an apology from you, you big redneck sitting at home. You should apologize. It's insanity.
I think that they owe this salon owes me an apology for setting up. But I will say this in fairness to him and in sympathetic to him. We have to get our country moving again. And I will not let.
No, wait, hold on. We didn't have to get the country moving until Nancy Pelosi had to get her hair highlighted. Now, all of a sudden, all you people who lost your jobs, lost your homes, lost your businesses, now it's important because Nancy Pelosi needed to get her tips frosted.
You know, I've seen a lot of corrupt people going into court, coming out of court, getting convicted, being indicted, etc. And I've never heard one of them ask for an apology from the cops.
Yeah.
How dare that cop give me those marked bills, you know, that undercover cop. But that's what she was doing. She's demanding an apology from the people who busted her.
I would like to offer her a sincere apology. I am so sorry that there are people who actually think you are a capable human because you are not. You are a disgrace.
And, oh, by the way, the guy she endorsed for the U.S. Senate in the Democrat primary in Massachusetts, a guy named Kennedy, he was crushed yesterday. He lost by 10 points. That's borderline landslide. And a Kennedy in Massachusetts. It wasn't a good day for Nancy Pelosi. All right. The best way to listen to anything is with a pair of Raycon earbuds. You like to listen to things. You're still spending more time with your significant others, your coworkers, your family members than you normally would. You'd be out and about. You're in confined quarters even to this day. And that's where you need a pair of premium wireless earbuds, especially if you can get them for less than half the price the other guys are charging. That's why I recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon. They're the best. I got some in the spring. I gave some to Grace for her birthday. What happened then?
Then my entire family got them. I got them for my dad for Father's Day. My sister saw that my dad had them. She got jealous. She bought a pair. Then my brother bought a pair before he went to California. It's just the curly.
Is he going to get his hair done in California?
Well, he can listen to his Raycons as he goes to the hair salon.
Just check out surveillance cameras before.
Yes. Don't get caught on TV.
Raycon's the best, and they look stylish, too. None of those dangling wires that make you look like a lame. Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, those are the ones we all have. They're the best ones yet. They include 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, a more compact design, a noise-isolating fit. They're stylish and discreet, and again, as I said, no dangling wires or stems. The company was co-founded by Ray J and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, J.R. Smith, and Mike Tyson. Ooh. Are all obsessed with their products. Give them a try. Raycon has a free 40-day free return policy, so you can make sure they're the pair of wireless earbuds for you. For a limited time right now, in addition to their usual great prices, you can get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for a special 15% discount on Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
One of the texters wants to know, Madam Speaker, was the impeachment a setup too? How about Russian collusion? Was that a setup? What if Donald Trump said, I deserve an apology from the FBI? I mean, he's never said that. He's complained.
He absolutely,
him and Carter Page and Roger Stone, all those guys, they deserve, George Papadopoulos.
This is a case for the FBI. Who set up Nancy Pelosi? Imagine being this hair salon owner. You're probably like, wow.
We need a special counsel. We need a special counsel, don't we?
The investigation continued. Meantime, the newspapers were still making front page material out of the story.
But oddly, they're not making front page material. They're giving it a good leaving alone.
We need
they?
To get to the bottom of this. Mm-hmm. We need a special counsel. We need Adam Schiff.
Yeah. Except for Newsmax, Fox, the New York Post, a few other places. Is anybody talking about the talk radio? Is anybody talking about this?
Yeah, there's a good amount of people, I would say, on, honestly, nowadays, a lot of stuff is from Twitter. And what happens is Twitter will tell you what's trending, but a lot of times they'll trend stuff they want to trend mm-hmm. at the top. But if you look at the bottom of things, you can see how much something is trending. And Pelosi was in like the 700,000 mark with the tweets. So she was definitely breaking news last night yeah. into today.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Oxford Club. Start feeling secure about your life savings and investments today by watching Bill O'Reilly's Great American Wealth Project. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Whose press conferences are more insufferable, Joe Biden's or Charlie Baker's?
I'm going to say Joe Biden's because he's more dangerous. You can run away from Charlie Parker, the governor of Massachusetts. You can't run away from Joe Biden if he's elected president.
51% now say Joe Biden's press conferences are more insufferable.
What a good poll question. Very, very tight. All right, guys, this new segment is brought to you by Genesis 950. If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. And honestly, even if you don't have pets, you should try Genesis 950 because I use it in my house all the time, on the stove, on the rugs.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Rugs get dirty no matter what, even if you don't have a dog.
Yeah, my daughter just bought a house and she used it and it was great. It worked out great for
her. She was very impressed.
She was.
It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and padding for good. Order a gallon direct at genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than $10 in savings. That's code Howie at genesis950.com. I want to briefly, so you guys were just talking about whose press conferences are more painful, Baker versus Biden. And I think watching that press conference with Pelosi, it just really, any respect I had for the mainstream media, which was zero, is now in the negative zone. Because say what you want about Donald Trump, he takes all their questions. He hates Caitlin Collins, he hates Jim Acosta, and he'll still throw them a bone every once in a while. These people treat Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden like they're walking gods on earth. And when they ask them a tough question, Nancy Pelosi treats them like trash. And you know what they do? They take it. They take it every time. They'll come back and go, oh, you. They never say, oh, wow, she's really thin-skinned. We asked her a legitimate question and she attacked us. Mm-hmm. Nope, they just take it. Same with Joe Biden.
How about this as a follow-up question? Madam Pelosi, you're saying you were set up and you're a victim here. What would you say if Melania Trump had done the same thing you did? Would you be sympathetic and saying that she deserved an apology from the hair salon owner?
I don't know where you get your hair cut or whatever, you mister in the tie, but where I get my, and there's another thing. She is such a disaster, and it's unbelievable to me that everyone just accepts it. Like, okay, there she goes again. She yells at the press.
Remember when she was talking about her freezers, her Sub-Zeros, those really expensive refrigerators, and the $12 or $14 pints of this designer artisan ice cream or gelato. And I thought that was a big deal, but this dwarfs that, doesn't it?
100%. Because you know why? There's so many women out there who couldn't get their hair done, and they're not happy, Nance. They're not happy.
We'll be back with your calls. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, as this thing goes on and on and on, this panic, this lockdown, whatever you want to call it, this is happening more and more. You know, in Massachusetts, the lieutenant governor had a party. Her brother had a party in the compound where they all live. And, you know, they got busted for it. And now Nancy Pelosi. And last weekend, it was the mayor of Philadelphia, this guy named Jim Kenney. This guy always is getting in jams with food. Remember, he's the one who put the tax on soft drinks and just totally destroyed all the soft drink bottling industry in Philadelphia. Everybody was just going across the line into Jersey to buying their soft drinks in Camden. He cost hundreds of jobs. Very stupid. Then he went down to D.C. and he testified at something about, you know, the dangers of sugar and overeating. And this was several years ago. And then he immediately flew back to Philadelphia because he had to go to the ribbon cutting for a new restaurant that was opening. You know what the restaurant was? The Shake Shack. You know, which is, I like the Shake Shack, but it's not exactly what I would term a health food establishment. So now he's got the entire city of Philadelphia shut down for indoor dining, like the nitwit de Blasio in New York, who's destroying the entire restaurant industry. And so he's got the Philadelphia shut down. So guess what he did over the weekend? He went to Maryland and had an indoor meal in Maryland at his friend's place. And this was on Sunday. The picture of the mayor enjoying his meal indoor has since gone viral because Mayor Kenney has staunchly stood by his decision not to allow restaurants in the city to open for indoor dining. So, I mean, this is do as they say, not as they do. And again, this is not just Democrats. This is also Republicans that are behaving in this fashion. You can't stop people from doing what comes naturally, enjoying food, enjoying other people's company, having an adult beverage. These are natural things to do. You know, you can't stop people from doing it. And you can't especially stop people from doing it when there really isn't a good reason to do it. The CDC has been saying that people who died from COVID, it's not 180,000, as Nancy Pelosi said today. It's more like 9,000. 9,000 people. If you look at their own numbers. Cliff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah, that's just what I wanted to talk to you about, Howie.
Yeah, it's really something, isn't it, Cliff? And again, it's not being covered anywhere except in conservative media.
Well, One American News is the only station I've heard that will actually cover it.
Yeah, we cover it on Newsmax too, and talk radio is covering it. And I got a column here, the big COVID con exposed by a guy named Brian John Deep. I think he's an MD from Colorado. But go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah, well, I knew instinctively that this was a hoax from January. I knew that they were trying to pull something to try to get Trump out of office. But this is even beyond anything I would have imagined they would do.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're wrecking the economies of these various states. And it doesn't seem that it's really necessary. I mean, you look at I follow the statistics in Massachusetts where I live. There are zero deaths under the age of 20. I've said this over and over again, but it bears repeating because it never increases. No one is dying under the age of 20. Massachusetts has the third highest death rate in the country, third highest behind only New Jersey and New York. And yet there's only 150 people dead under the age of 50. 150. And we don't even know how good those statistics are either. Yet the schools are more or less shut down. They're not playing football. They're not allowing fans into stadiums to see baseball games. The NBA playoffs are being played in empty arenas. It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Cliff. This is the big COVID con exposed. The latest sequel features two pillars of the COVID con collapsing: deaths and positive tests. Back in April, the news was all about death counts. Remember that? Fox News ran a death tally on the screen, much like the running score of football games. Cable news shows talked about nothing but rising death counts, spreading fear porn to justify recommendations for staying at home and shutting down the U.S. economy. The pillar of COVID deaths crumbled, though, when the CDC issued their updated their mortality numbers to reflect deaths from COVID, that's in quotes, versus deaths with COVID, that's in quotes. Death with COVID means that George Floyd is counted as a COVID death because he tested positive during his autopsy. This is similar to the case of a Colorado man dying of alcohol poisoning, but the death was later blamed on COVID. Yeah, that guy, his blood alcohol level was 0.55. You're considered legally drunk and you could be charged with drunk driving if your blood alcohol level is 0.08. So he was seven times over the legal limit for drunkenness, and it was listed as a COVID death. Washington public officials counted gunshot fatalities as COVID deaths. There was a 21-year-old guy in Orange County, Florida, Orlando, who had a motorcycle accident. You guessed it, COVID. Yep, COVID. Yeah, there was a couple of weeks ago, there was a meme out. I think it was a deer on a highway. And, you know, he'd been run over. And, of course, you know what the caption was. Another COVID fatality. The new CDC statistics show that only 6,640 deaths are due to COVID alone, rather than the commonly reported 64,000 deaths, up to 180,000 for Nancy Pelosi today. Could COVID have been a contributory factor? Sure, but what about the underlying comorbidities such as diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, even terminal cancer, all of which significantly increase the risk of death from COVID or even the seasonal flu? But those at lower risk, the younger and healthier, are extremely unlikely to die from the Chinese flu, and shutting down the economy to protect the healthy makes no sense unless economic destruction is the ultimate goal. And that's what Cliff was talking about. This revision received little notice in the DNC media, Democrat National Committee media, covered only by conservative news sites like Newsmax and Gateway Pundit. Yet the CDC numbers are on their website. They're on their website. All right. So then they switch from death counts to case counts or positive tests. To justify keeping businesses, churches, and schools closed, the DNC media now focused on positive tests. A positive test means simply that there are viral particles in a person's respiratory tract. A positive test does not mean a person is sick or contagious, and more testing means more positive cases, leading to so-called surges. Surges. That was one of the big words of the summer, right? If it wasn't a surge, it was a spike. Days ago, and of all places, the New York Times, the surge pillar of the COVID con crumbled. The standard tests for are diagnosing large numbers of people who may be carrying relatively insignificant amounts of the virus. Most of these people are not likely to be contagious, and identifying them may contribute to bottlenecks that prevent those who are contagious from being found in time. You talk to anybody in a hospital, they'll tell you this is what's going on, or most people will tell you that, you know, that people aren't coming in for screenings, for tests. That, you know, they're symptomatic with something that could really kill them, but they don't want to go into the hospital. Or in some cases, for months, the hospital was basically shut down for routine testing, which can sometimes save somebody's life. This has been a giant disaster. Patty, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patty.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
This is not about the COVID-19. I have a question. I saw on the news today that Chris Wallace is going to be the monitoring
He's going to be the moderator, yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry. And I wanted to get your opinion. I personally was upset about it because I feel that Chris Wallace is not a Trump supporter, and even though he works for Fox News. And I just wanted to get what your thoughts were on that.
I agree. He's not a Fox supporter. And, you know, he would say, I'm not supposed to be a Trump supporter. I'm supposed to be a an unbiased newsman, but you're right, Patty. He's not. He holds Republicans to a different standard than Democrats. He might as well be on CNN, and he's gotten further and further to the left as time has gone on. And I don't think he likes the president of the United States. You know, I mean, Trump has said as much. He said he wishes he was Mike Wallace, his father, the guy who worked for 60 Minutes. And Mike Wallace, of course, now that I think about it, Patty, you just reminded me, Mike Wallace was the guy who moderated the first debate, the most important debate in presidential history, which was the Kennedy-Nixon televised debate. And that's where Nixon had a cold, and you know, he had the 5 o'clock shadow, and he just looked, he didn't look good. And it was supposedly, according to various biographers of JFK, JFK had relaxed before the debate with two hookers and a nice injection from Dr. Feelgood. And that's in the Dr. Feelgood biography. That's been written. So he was very relaxed when he came out onto the stand, as opposed to Richard Nixon. And even still, the people who, in those days, a lot of people still listened to the radio, whether they were in their car or in a remote area where there wasn't any TV reception as yet. The people who listened to that debate on the radio thought Nixon won. The people who watched it on TV and saw Nixon with his shifty eyes and needing to shave and JFK just looking, they thought the senator from Massachusetts prevailed. So I don't think it was a good decision. But you know, the Trump people were never going to get an honest, fair distribution of the questionnaires. I think Trump will still be able to handle it. But you're right. It's not. I would prefer to have somebody else. I would prefer to. You know, you can't. I guess you can't have a Sean or a Tucker or a Lara doing it. But how about a Martha McCallum? How about that? Or how about somebody from Newsmax? How about Greg Kelly? Yeah, I'd go with Greg Kelly. Sean, you couldn't have Sean because he used to work for Sean Spicer because he used to work for Trump. But I'd go with Greg Kelly.
Howie, just to really double down on what you're saying about the difference between the camera versus, you know, what you're hearing is when Taylor and I were watching Joe Biden today, there was one point where a woman asked him a question and they have questioners on both sides of the stage. And he looked in one area, then he looked in another, and then he looked in another, and he got so confused, like a deer in the headlights. And the woman looked confused because she was like, what's the problem? And it just translated so poorly. Like, he looked awful. But if you weren't watching it on TV, you would never see that. But it was very strange. Like, he lost himself for a minute and didn't know where he was.
He didn't say, "I see dead people," did he?
"I see bad reporters."
"I see people who are in the satchel for me. I see Democrat stenographers with press passes." 844-500-4242. Never in the history of real estate have government-issued moratoriums against property owners been so widespread. There are moratoriums against evicting people, moratoriums telling tenants they don't have to pay the rent either for their private property, their apartments, or for their commercial real estate. It's tough, tough, tough to be a landlord and to be a property owner. Don't wait for the value of your property to sink any lower. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From rural farms, country clubs, estates, and historic office buildings throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and with no consequences. There's a big reason why Banker and Tradesman has voted J.J. Manning number one for the last 5 years in a row. They have the buyers and they pay cash. When you sell with a real estate broker, as you know, you have to pay commission. But with an auction, the buyer pays. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Justin at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Get rid of this headache before it really hurts your finances and your future. Call J.J. Manning today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com to get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Joe Biden had a strange press conference today. It went on and on, and he stumbled and mumbled and wasn't very good. But, you know, in the past, he's had a list of reporters, various stenographers for the Democrat Party that he was going to take questions from. Today, he did it a little differently, but it was also strange. Cut 52.
Now I'm happy to take questions you may have. I guess staff's going to call on whoever. Follow, fire away.
The staff is going to call on?
Well, because he can't be trusted to look at a piece of paper and say a name and then the organization that person works for.
And he mentioned angel dust, which was a strange thing. If Hunter were doing the press conference, it would seem appropriate. But who... Angel dust, also known as PCP.
Howie, I have breaking news.
Yes.
It would appear that President Trump has discovered emojis, and he is now tweeting. different emojis. He said, "Oh, the Dow Jones is up with me as your favorite president," and then he did a winky face. And he said, "Good thing it wasn't Hyden Biden, or else it would crash." And then he did a scared face.
Mr. President, I implore you, lose the emojis. you're not a teenage girl in high school. Let's have cut 39.
But this administration seems to think it's all of a sudden going to go away, like angel dust is going to be sprayed around. Everything's going to be okay.
Now. Now it becomes clear why the president wants to have mandatory drug tests before the presidential debates. How about one for the moderators, though? Ron, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, hi, Howie.
Hi.
This is Ron from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm really upset about the Pelosi, and I think that the shop owner who said that she didn't even know that the man was doing her hair should sue her for libel and slander after she said that she was set up by the shop. And I think Lynn Wood should take on this case.
I don't know. I think it would be pretty hard to prove libel. She's just saying she was set up by, I don't know how you would ever prove something like that. But Ron, what about the fact, remember that woman in Dallas that tried to open up and the judge down there wanted to throw her in jail? She was a single mom, I think. She had a couple of kids.
Was in jail. She was arrested.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. She did. She went to jail for a couple of nights, and then the Attorney General of Texas or the Governor of Texas got her out. But that was down in Dallas, and this judge was treating her like she was some kind of serial killer or something. And now here's Nancy Pelosi. What is she doing that's so different from what the Dallas woman did? And she was totally excoriated. And, you know, the mainstream media had no problem with her going to prison, right? This is a good thing. Someone has to be made an example of because this is such a deadly virus. But now Nancy Pelosi's going out there and she's violating it and pulling the ultimate, do you know who I am, turning into Marie Antoinette of the West Coast. And there was a... there was a reporter for Politico who actually tweeted out, "I think that the salon owner may be in violation of the law in California because it's a two-party state. You know, you have to have both parties agree to a taping, audio or video." I mean, the salon owner is busted. I'm Howie Carr.